Chamishi. V'nosan Hashem Elokecha, and Hashem your God will place es kol ha'olos ha'ele, all these curses alo yevecha, on your enemies, ve'al soneecha, and on the ones that hate you, asher redafucha, the people who pursue you. And in Psikta Zudrasa, it is explained that oyevecha means your enemies, the ones who hate you publicly, and soneecha are the ones who hate you privately and secretively, because we find the lashon of soine by one who hates in secret. Like the Pasuk says, Leisisna esochicha bilvavecha, do not hate, do not be soine your brother in your heart. V'yata soshuv, and you will return, v'shamato bekoil Hashem, and you will listen to the voice of Hashem, v'osiso es kol mitzvoisov, and you will do all of his mitzvahs, asher anochi mitzavecha hayoim, that I am commanding you today. And the Hemek Dover asks, the Pasuk had already said in Pasuk Beis, v'shafto ad Hashem elokecha. Why does it repeat over here, v'ata soshuv? And the answer is, v'shafto ad Hashem elokecha was while you were still in Golos. And many mitzvahs, like karbonos and taharos, did not apply in the Golos. And you only learned these halachos to know them for the time when Mashiach will come. The Pasuk over here is telling us, when you will be taken out of the Golos, toshuv v'shomato b'koil Hashem, you should go over and review these laws again, even though you learned them already in the Golos. And the Pasuk continues, v'hisircha Hashem alekecha, and Hashem your God will make you abundant, b'choil ma'asi odecho, in all your handiwork, b'fri vitnecha, in the fruit of your stomach, u'b'fri vehemtecha, and with the fruit of your animals, u'b'fri admosecha, and with the fruit of your land, l'toiva, for good. Ki yoshev Hashem, when Hashem will return, losos alecho l'toiv, to rejoice over you for good, kashasos al avisecho, just like he rejoiced over your fathers. Ki sishma, when you will listen, b'koil Hashem alekecho, to the voice of Hashem your God, lishmar mitzvoisav v'chukoisav, to observe his mitzvos and his chukim, haksuva b'sefer Torah hazeh, that are written in this sefer Torah. Ki soshuv el Hashem alekecho, when you will return to Hashem your God, b'chol levavecha u'b'chol nafshecha, with your entire heart and your entire soul. The Pasuk says three times teshuva in this parsha. In Pasuk Beis it says, v'shafto ad Hashem alekecho, in Pasuk Ches, v'ato soshuv, and in Pasuk Yud, ki soshuv el Hashem. And the Shach says that this is alluding to the three types of teshuva. The first type is a very high level of teshuva, which a person does when he's young and still has a burning desire to sin. The second level is also when he is young, but only comes about after he suffers from tzaras that cause him to rethink everything that he was doing. The third level is one who does tshuva in his old age, when he hears the calling of Misa. This is the lowest level of tshuva, since his desire to sin has almost vanished. Shishi. Ki ha-mitzvah hazois, for this mitzvah, asher anochi mitzavecho hayoim, that I am commanding you today, loy neflesi mimcha, it is not hidden from you, v'loy rechoikehi, and not distant from you. Which mitzvah is not hidden nor distant from you? Most mefarshim learn, including Rashi and Pasuk Yudalit, that it is referring to the whole Torah. The Torah may seem beyond human attainment, but this is not actually so. The Torah is not in the heavens nor across the sea, but rather attainable to everybody through the Torah Shebaalpeh, the oral law, which explains the Torah Shebichsav, the written law. However, Ramban learns that it is referring to the mitzvah of Teshuvah, which is mentioned earlier in the parasha in the Pasuk V'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha. The Pasuk is saying, the mitzvah of Teshuvah is attainable and within your capacity. Loi v'ashamayim hi, the Torah is not in the heavens, or according to the Ramban, the mitzvah of Teshuvah is not in the heavens. Lamor, for you to say, mi ya'al elonu hashamayimo, who will go up for us to the heavens, v'yikocheho lanu, and take it for us, v'yashmi'enu oisa, and let us hear it, v'na'asena, that we should do it. The Torah is not in the heavens. However, if it was in the heavens, we would be mechuyiv to get our Nevi'im to go up to the heavens and take it for us in order that we will be able to learn the Torah. However, Hashem did not place it in the heavens, but rather made it attainable for everybody. V'loi me'ever layomhi, and the Torah is not overseas. Lamor, for you to say, mi'yavar lanu el'ever hayom, who will go overseas for us, v'yikocheha lanu, and take the Torah for us, v'yashmi'enu oisav na'aseno, and let us hear it in order that we will do it. But rather, ki kara ve'lecho hadavar ma'od, the Torah is very close to you, because Hashem gave us Torah Shebaalpeh to explain the Torah Shebichsav. Beficha uvelvavcha la'asoysoy, it is in your mouth and in your heart to do it. And Rabbeinu Bechaye explains the end of this pasuk with the Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah Masechta Avos says, al shloisha dvarim ha'olam oimed al ha'Torah v'al ha'avoda v'al gemilas chasadim. And this is alluded to in our pasuk. Beficha, the world stands through the Torah that is learnt with your mouth, uvilavavcha, and through avoda, which is avoda shebelev, tfila, la'asoysay, referring to gemilas chasadim that a person does with his body. And according to the Ramban, that the pasuk is speaking about the mitzvah of teshuva, which is not in the heavens nor overseas, but rather close to us. The pasuk is saying, Beficha, in order to do tshuva, you must confess your sins with your mouth. Uvilvavcha, you must repent in your heart. La'asoysoy, and you must be makabel upon yourself to do the Torah in the future. Zakt Rashi, pasuk Yud Aleph, Loi neflesi mimcha, the Torah is not hidden from you. Loi mechusehi mimcha, it is not covered from you. K'mo shenemar, like the pasuk says, ki yipolei. The word neflace is like the word yipole, and over there a Targum says, arei yischase, if it will be covered. So too, lo neflesi mimcha means, it is not hidden and covered from you. And so too in the pasuk in Eicha, the pasuk says, vatered peloim, which means, vatered b'matmonios, and she went down into the hidden places. Mechusa, a place that is hidden and covered. Chavusha b'tamun, tied in a hidden place. Zakt Rashi, loy bashamayim hi, the Torah is not in the heavens. She'ilu hoysa bashamayim, if the Torah was in the heavens, hoyisa tzarech la'alois achareho ulalamda, then you would have had to go up there in order to learn it. Or at least you would have had to send up your Nevi'im there in order to bring down the Torah and teach it to you. However, Hashem did not place the Torah in Shemayim in order to make it more attainable for you. Ki karav elecha, zakt Rashi ha'Torah, the Torah is close to you. And Rashi is coming to exclude the pshat of the Ramban, who is learning that it is referring to the mitzvah of tshuva. Rashi learns, ki korev elecha ha-Torah, we are talking about the Torah. The Torah is close to you, because ha-Torah nitna lochem b'chsav u-bal-peh. The Torah was given to you, b'chsav, in a written form, and also bal-peh, the oral law, which explains the written law. And therefore it is close to you, because the Torah shebal-peh explains the Torah shebichsav.